challenges as opportunities. They see horizons as invitations. And the best part is they dare you to take the journey with them. Fast forward a few years. I'm no longer in Utah. Now I'm sitting in Lindsay's living room, discussing my new book, Finish, with her and her husband, Michael. I speak and write for a living, so the release of a new book is a big moment for my business. As I am prone to do, I turned to Lindsay for some advice. She gave me great feedback, including many of the ideas you'll find in this book. And then she called me out of my comfort zone. Let's do a Facebook Live right now about your new book. I was a little hesitant. It wasn't for sale yet. It didn't even have a cover. Have you ever been apprehensive about your business idea? Maybe you thought it wasn't ready for the light of day yet. Maybe you've been sitting quietly on a secret what-if idea for years. Then you better watch out about being around Lindsay. She's going to convince you to launch. She talked me into it, and that night, after a short Facebook Live with her audience, my book became the fastest mover and shaker on Amazon. Pre-sales skyrocketed. My publisher was stunned. "What happened last night?" they asked. "Lindsay happened," I said, marveling at her ability to build her own business audience and then the generosity to share it with me. The generosity should not have surprised me. I once checked into my hotel for one of Lindsay's events, and in my room were 150 presents perfectly displayed on the couch. As a surprise, months before the event, she had asked attendees to bring a special item from their home states for me. I was overwhelmed, but because I travel a lot, instantly thought, how am I going to get all of this home? Then I looked at the mountain of presents a little closer. They were sitting in the world's largest Tumi suitcase. Lindsay had already thought through every detail of this moment, which is what smart business leaders always do. When I say that Lindsay is great at building a business, I think back to that event in Utah. When I say that Lindsay is great at creating an audience and a platform, I think back to that night she blew up my book in a matter of minutes. When I say that Lindsay approaches life with an infectious sense of fun, I think back to that hotel room overflowing with unexpected gifts. There are a lot of people who write motivational books. There are a lot of people who write business books. There aren't a lot of people who have actually built something that redefines an industry and then are kind enough to explain what they did. That's what Lindsay does. It's why I keep asking her for advice. It's why I keep speaking at her events. It's why I told her this book needed to exist years ago when it was just an idea. You might not be standing in a field in Utah right now, though I wish you were, because you wouldn't believe how majestic those horses are. I'm pretty sure that farm had unicorns. You might be 10 years down the road with your business or 10 minutes into a brand new idea. You might know exactly what you want to do or haven't got a clue, except for a persistent belief that there's a business in your future. Regardless of where you are right now, I know where you're about to be. In Lindsay's world, it's bright, it's honest, it's fun, it's creative, and it's going to do more for your business than you can possibly imagine. Get ready to boss up.
Hey guys, Lindsay here. I'm so glad you guys have picked up this audio copy of Boss Up. Like super, super so glad. So hey, listen, there is a bonus PDF for you that you can download with this audio version so that you can actually kind of fill in some blanks. There's going to be some times where I give you guys some bonus material here. You'll hear a little sound effect to know that this part is in the audio version only and not in the paper book. So go ahead and download that PDF and kind of keep it by you, or you can just grab a journal. That would work as well. In addition, in part of the book, I'm going to tell you that having the actual physical copy in front of you is kind of a good thing, and I stand by that as well. So feel free to either download this and use that, or go grab yourself a physical copy. I'm sure it's on sale right now, and I'm super, super, super happy to see what this is going to do in your business. Enjoy. To my husband, Michael. My 10-year-old self knew this book would be a reality one day, but she could never have predicted a love like ours. It takes a special man to support me the way that you do. Every 10-year-old girl should dream bigger about the kind of love that's available to her. I love you. Introduction. Why is nobody else losing it? I find myself in the middle of one of my real-life nightmares, sitting on an airplane while it bounces wildly through the air. The pilot